Chapter 8. Finding Lisa. The house was on a pretty street in Paddington, a residential district south of Sydney Harbour, not far from the youth hostel. It was a Victorian house and was identical to all the other houses on that street. Claire and Amy watched as Jack went through the gate and into the house. Once they were certain that nobody was watching them, they walked to the rear of the house and looked through a window. It was very dirty, but they could still see inside. The outside of the house was beautiful, but the inside was horrible. The furniture was ripped and empty tins of food, pizza boxes and cans were on the floor. Lisa was sitting on an old chair in the living room. Her hands were tied, and she looked frightened as she watched Jack. He was shouting, and his face was red with anger.
For 10 years I lived here, alone with my aunt. I couldn't even visit my dad, because he was in prison, in England.
I'm sorry, I...
said Lisa, trying to calm him down.
No, you're not. You're not sorry.
I am.
No, you're sorry that you're not out with your friends, laughing and having fun as usual. Well, what about me?
He screamed, out of control.
If you let me go, I won't tell anyone about this,
said Lisa desperately.
Not Claire, not Amy. Nobody will ever know. It will be our secret.
You're a liar, just like your dad.
He screamed, so loud it made Amy and Claire jump.
Do you think I could let you go now? After all this time? After all that he's done? My father was innocent. He told me he never did it. He was set up.
Claire and Amy listened in silence, too scared to breathe. He looked so different from the kind, funny guy they shared pizza with. This was the real Jack.
I have planned this for a long time. I followed you and your stupid friends around Australia, and then you came to Sydney. When you argued with your friends on Bondi Beach, I was there. You knew me from the youth hostel and trusted me, and I could finally put my plan into action. Now your dad is going to pay. I hope he's got the money ready. Otherwise...
He laughed a mad laugh in Lisa's face before rushing out of the house, locking the door behind him. Amy didn't wait 1 minute more. She took her mobile phone and dialed the number of the police station.
Hello? Can I speak with Inspector Swanson, please? It's Amy Dixon.
While Amy waited for Swanson to answer, Claire knocked on the window.
Lisa!
Shouted Claire.
Everything's going to be okay. You're safe now.